From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This is the sixth day of attacks across the border between Israel and Lebanon, and the death toll on both sides continues to mount. Foreign governments are preparing for the mass evacuation of their citizens from Lebanon. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice intends to travel to the Middle East, though there's no indication when she might go. Her goal is to find a way to end Hezbollah's attacks on Israel and Israel's continued targeting of Lebanon.
So far, the Bush administration has taken a fairly hands-off approach to Israel's military campaigns, both in Lebanon and also in Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the American diplomatic efforts. We should warn you, this story contains language some might find offensive.
An open microphone at a luncheon in St. Petersburg offered a rare insight into President Bush's thinking on the Middle East and his frustrations. Speaking with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Mr. Bush was heard cursing about Syria's alleged role in helping Hezbollah in the conflict with Israel.
See, the irony is that what they need to do is get Syria to get Hezbollah to stop doing this shit, and it's over.
He said the crisis would be over if Syria would get Hezbollah to stop. The president also complained about UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's approach. He said he wanted Annan to get on the phone with Syria's president rather than pressuring Israel into a ceasefire. The U.S. withdrew its ambassador to Syria last year, and a State Department spokesman acknowledged today that the U.S. only has low-level and not very substantial contacts with Syrians. Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center says the U.S. has had to outsource its diplomacy because of its policy of refusing to deal with what it considers rogue states.
This is a great weakness. I mean, the United States should be talking to everybody. Talking to enemies is what diplomacy is really all about. It is particularly unfortunate that we have no direct relations with Iran at this point in time, since the Iranians are clearly a major player in this current confrontation.
The U.S. and Israeli governments accuse Iran of arming Hezbollah with the rockets used against Israel. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the goal of any trip by Secretary Rice would not be to get a ceasefire, but to go after the source of the conflict.
What you don't want to do is you don't want to be back in the same position 3 weeks from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, where a group of extremists, terrorists, and their backers can drag the region into a crisis.
The Woodrow Wilson Center's Aaron David Miller, who served as a Middle East advisor at the State Department under three presidents, says U.S. shuttle diplomacy diffused a similar crisis a decade ago. But he says the U.S. is in a far different position today, unwilling to offer Syria and Iran anything to persuade them to change course. Miller is not sure what Secretary Rice will be able to accomplish on a trip to the region.
The issue is not whether she should go. The issue is identifying a strategy that over time will make a bad situation better. Because above all, we, the United States, cannot afford to fail against the backdrop of the difficulties we've been in Iraq with respect to containing Iran and on the war on terror.
In another candid moment caught on tape today, British Prime Minister Tony Blair said he'd be willing to go to the Middle East to lay the groundwork for Secretary Rice because, as he put it, he can just go and talk and Rice has to succeed. For now, Secretary Rice is waiting to hear from a UN team shuttling between Beirut and Jerusalem. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.